Dixon McMakin and Emily Shinnevere
right.
here.
Good morning. Good morning.
Holding down the fort on this last Friday of 2024.
Can you believe that 2025? It is right around the corner.
Oh, I just messed up the date, so no,
you
I can't
did. You looked down. You're like, are we in 2025?
Yeah, it was very. Cool. I thought the inauguration invite was wrong. I was like,
wait
boy.
A minute.
They mailed those out. We're gonna have to get those fixed.
But get those fixed.
A lady who does not mess things up. She just does an absolutely fantastic job. Just rated one of the top election states in the country. Our very own Secretary of State, Nancy Landry, joins us now. Miss Secretary, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Morning, Dixon and Emily. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, thanks for joining us. And we're really excited here, too, to have you on with the governor and the attorney general, because a lot of people forget, even though that really, y'all have been in politics a long time. We're all rookies to our roles, so we get to kind of reflect That's right. on the first year on the job, how it went, kind of some of your biggest accomplishments, and what you're looking forward to 2025.
Well, sure. If you remember when I was campaigning, I told everyone we needed someone who would be able to hit the ground running. And I was absolutely right. I mean, we started the year with a special session. And in that special session, we had the closed party primary bill. So I really did hit the ground running, and it's been a great first year. We had the very important presidential election in the fall. We had the highest in-person early voting period in state history and the highest single day in-person early voting day at 103,000. So we broke all kinds of records. We also had the quickest transmission of results for a presidential election. Our results were in less than 3 hours. And we also passed a great package of legislative bills. Like we had 11 bills that y'all passed to help us clean up our voter rolls and close loopholes about ballot harvesting and provide uniformity across the state on how we tally votes across the state. But my main goal in 2025 now is to get us a new voting system. So I'll be jumping right in working on that.
We know you're going to do a great job as that as well. And I remember that too on the campaign trail, right? You know, experience in that office. And I think it showed when, you know, you would testify, you knew all the information of all the things we had to do. And it didn't help that we put a little more pressure on you, I would say, in doing some of those laws. But also knowing being in that office to clean up in those 11 bills. And I'd have to look at the voting record. I'm pretty sure Emily and I would have gone 11 for 11 on those for sure. You, in your office, Miss Catherine as well, helping us out with the information. But I love that about you, Secretary, is that, you know, you're always looking to make it better, not stay still, but to make sure Louisiana is always at the top when it comes to our rankings, which are usually the highest when it comes to our election integrity and the results that we have.
Absolutely. I mean, we're ranked in the top 10 in the nation for election integrity, but I always think there's room for improvement, like you said, and I want us to be number one. So I'm going to keep working for us to become number one, and we'll have a few bills this legislative session. It won't be as ambitious because, as you know, it's a fiscal year, so y'all can only have 5 bills each that aren't fiscally related, and so we'll have to pare back a little bit this year, but we will still have a few bills to strengthen our elections again. And we're going to start education efforts to inform voters about the changes with the closed party primaries. And we hope to craft and release an RFP this year, a request for proposals for our new voting system.
Yeah, and that'll be great. I'm pretty sure I was told by somebody that some of the machines we use, correct me if I'm wrong, are over 20 years old. Is that correct?
They're 30 years old,
30. Okay.
And they were phased in rollout, so some of them are older than others, but some of them are older than 30 years old. I have staffers that are younger than our machines, and so they need to be replaced. We can't even get the parts for them anymore, and that's putting us in a precarious situation when they break down, because they are mechanical and they do break down. We can't get the parts. We have to cannibalize other machines to get the parts. And so it's gotten to a point now where it's urgent that we get a new system.
Well, Secretary,
and that new system will have a paper component, as you know, because that's part of the new law. We'll have a paper component so that you can verify the results of the machine with that paper record.
Well, Secretary, that's some good information. I know in talking about the new voting system, what would that process look like for someone listening? You know, they're, I know that this is a very important issue to so many people, and obviously we're ranked high in that process. What is that going to look like as you kind of dive into that and your staff on how to find kind of the best voting system for the state?
Well, there's all kinds of steps we have to take in following the procurement law, but basically we have to define what sort of system we want. We've already had many meetings of the Voting System Commission, and they made a recommendation on what kind of system to get. And so we will be crafting a proposal, you know, specifying the details of that system. And then when we release that to the Division of Administration, they'll release it to the public, and vendors will then bid on the proposal. And there'll be a committee to grade the proposal. And that's all spelled out in the law, and then an award is made, and then we'll start phasing it in. Once we get an award in place and we have a new system chosen, we'll start phasing it in. It'll take about 3 years to roll it out to every voter.
Wow. I didn't know it was going to take 3 years. That's it's neat to hear, too, the process. And I know that was before you got put into office, but, you know, they put a lot of checks and balances in there where it's not – even though I personally would trust Secretary Nancy Landry just to make the pick for me, but, you know, they kind of put some checks and balances in. So when it finally does get done, we know that it's gone through a vetting of lots of people, and that kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of torn there. Some of it's the bureaucracy of government that I hate, but then also you do have the opportunity for the public and everyone to have a say and have a look and to make sure that we're doing the best thing for Louisiana, which is what we always try to do in our roles.
Right. We have a lot of transparency. The downside is that it has added years to the process, and so it's taken us a long time to get a new system. But we did have all those Voting System Commission meetings where the public could come and testify and weigh in on what kind of system they wanted to see. And then we have a requirement that there's legislative approval of the award, both with the House of Governmental Affairs and Senate and Governmental Affairs Committees and the Joint Budget Committee. So there's plenty of oversight, both by the public and the legislature. And once, you know, we get to that point where we get a new system, I think everybody can feel really comfortable that it's been a very transparent process.
I'll ask you something on the elections here, kind of a unique twist. I think one of the questions I get the most about elections, and this is not about the machines, the integrity, all that stuff, it's the sticker. This sticker has come in. This is, wow. I mean, people want to know, you know, how is it selected, how it's done? Give us a little bit behind the curtains.
Great
here.
Question.
It's amazing how many questions I get about who picks the sticker, how's the sticker work, who, you know, they love the sticker. So, Secretary, please, if you could maybe unveil that a little bit of how will we get a new sticker in March? Is there a new sticker? How do we, what's the sticker process like?
We'll continue to use the current sticker for the next couple of elections. There is a process involved in choosing the sticker. We were one of the first states, or if not the first state, to choose a state artist to design our sticker. And so we've gotten a lot of attention nationwide because of our artistic stickers that we honor a state artist and allow them to design it. And I think the two that got the most attention this year was ours. That was designed by Academy Award-winning children's author and artist and animator Bill Joyce out of Shreveport. And then the other one was one designed by, I think, an elementary school kid that was a werewolf in Michigan. Those two got the most attention in the nation. But I love our sticker this year. It's a festive crawfish. His name is Mark DeBallet, and he was really helpful in getting people excited to go to the polls and to vote this year.
And I love that too. Is, you know, I remember growing up out on Highland Road, my mom would vote. We'd go to the machines. That was back when you pulled the lever. But I could just imagine little young Dixon getting a sticker from his mom to vote. And then, right, that encourages those young people in the future to want to be part of the process, which is just so great for our state.
It is. I will say this, and my children have gone and they stand there and vote with me. We talk about the process. They put a sticker on. They're little. They cannot vote yet, but they always like to grab one and put it on, and we vote as a family. So I would say you're right. It is exciting for them. So
it is. It's a great way to teach kids about their civic duty to vote. So kids who vote with their parents tend to grow up and be adults who vote and take that obligation seriously.
So breaking news here first on Mornings Without Brian Haldane. The March election will be the same sticker at this point. Stickers at secretarystate.com. No, that's not a website.
It's not. Don't go there.
I would love to see the email she would get on that one.
But
Secretary Landry, we just thank you so much for joining us this morning as we're all rookies together. And I think we had a pretty successful first year, and we're looking forward to the next many years together and keeping our state moving forward. And we just thank you for all that you're doing for our state and your leadership, and we hope you have a happy new year, and we'll see you soon. I know I'll be seeing you in the district soon as well, because she's a great
district 68
resident. So a lot of pressure when the Secretary of State lives in your district. not easy,
well,
but try to.
Thank you, and congratulations to you too. Y'all had a wonderful legislative session. It really is a new day in Louisiana, and it's great to see things happening at the legislature like we've seen. And I look forward to working with you too again for the next few years as well.
Excellent. She's our Secretary of State, Nancy Landry, doing a great job. We thank you for joining us this morning on Mornings Without Brian Haldane. Thank you so much, Secretary. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You too.
You too.